Well, I think we build a reputation with the Bunbury Festival that we do, and our talent buyer, Niederlander, has a lot of great relationships in the industry, and you know, they were able to work with the agents to get some of these artists to play. We have Alabama on Friday. We have Willie Nelson and Alison Krauss on Saturday. We have the band Perry on Sunday, and a lot of other great artists, even artists like Emmy Lou Harris, which I'm really excited to see her. It's just it's a really strong lineup.
How did the headliners react to coming to Cincinnati for this show?
Well, I think, you know, we've had some of these artists have played Cincinnati. At the same time, you know, a lot of artists in the past have kind of have gone by Cincinnati and have played other markets. So there are a lot of artists who are excited about coming back and some who've never played the market and are looking forward to it. I found that the country artists are very friendly and accessible and willing to work hard to help promote and get their fans to consider coming to the festival.
Where did the idea come from for the Buckle Up Festival?
Well, our first year doing Bunbury, even before we had opened the gates, it was our manager, Debbie Branscombe, who actually suggested it. That she's a little crazy at the time because we hadn't even done our first festival. But, you know, she was right. By keeping all the infrastructure and everything in place and doing a festival the next week, we could you know, save a lot of money but produce another high-quality event. And after we finished up the second year in Bunbury, I was like, well, let's do it. And we started working on it right away.
This is a three-day festival. How does this one work? Is it one ticket for all 3 days, separate tickets?
You can buy a one-day ticket for any day you want to go, or you can buy a three-day ticket, which is really the best value and gives you access to all 3 days, all six stages, all 80 artists.
And I take it you've already been in touch with the weatherman to make sure that cooperates with you for the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. We've scheduled, you know, beautiful mid-80s all 3 days. humidity.
You organized the Bunbury and the Buckle Up Festivals. Have you got any other events up your sleeve we want to be aware of?
Yeah, well, we do have some ideas. There will be some festivals in some other markets that we plan on doing here in the near future. And actually, there's one other concept for a kind of a cool festival in Cincinnati, and actually in the winter months. So hopefully in another couple of years, we can get into a position where we can do it. We think it'll be a one-of-a-kind, unique event, and we'd love to bring it to Cincinnati.
You can find out how to get more information about the Buckle Up Music Festival on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Bill Donabedian, thank you.
Thank you so much.